If you'd like to spend some time with real people with a real heart for God, we welcome you to visit us at Harvest Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Our Sunday morning services are held at 10:30, and our Family Night Fellowship takes place on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Come experience God's awesome, life-changing power as we worship in His presence, fellowship with one another, commit to discipleship, and share God's love through evangelism. For more information or directions, visit harvestnova.com. That's harvestnova.com.
Let's turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 2. I'd like to talk about the gift of Jesus. What a great gift that is. The very first Christmas, Luke chapter 2. Now, Luke chapter 2 starts out about Caesar making a decree. I think he thought of this himself, he thought he did, that everybody had to go back to their hometown, but really what he was doing was fulfilling scripture, fulfilling prophecy, that Jesus had to be born in Bethlehem. And you see the very first part of chapter 2, you see where he made that decree, and Mary and Joseph, they had to go to Bethlehem. Very difficult time for them. She's pregnant. She's going to have this baby at any moment. But yet they had to go back so Caesar could get his tax money. And as they go, of course, there's no room in the inn. You know, there's no Holiday Inns. There's no Best Westerns. There's no Hotel 6. None of that's going on. And they can't find a place to stay. And, of course, they end up in a stable. Most likely it was just a cave where the animals were. And while Mary and Joseph are in that stable, she has this baby called Jesus. And no place to put him, no crib, no nice bed to lay him on. So she does the best she can, and she puts him in the trough, the feeding trough there. And she wraps him in swaddling clothes. And starting at verse 8, we'll read there. Now they were in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." The gift of Jesus. As we celebrate Christmas in about 3 weeks from now, you'll get gifts. Some will be great. You'll get that great brand new iPhone, you know, that can do all kinds of stuff. You'll get that, if you have a lot of money, you'll get that car. So, if you want to take up an offering, I'll take that. Some people will get jewelry. The young people will get that new gaming system that's so fast that you can kill all the aliens in about 3 seconds. Some of you ladies will get that thing that dices and cuts 60 carats every minute. I don't know why anybody would need that, but some people will get that. But the sad thing about all those gifts, they fade, doesn't it? The joy goes right out of them. You know, you have that great iPhone, and then you take it out of the box and you turn it on and it doesn't work. You get into your brand new car and you take it out and you find out it won't start. You get that gaming system and after a couple months, it is so slow, according to the teenagers, that you have to get a new and improved one. And the joy that you got your wife, she ends up losing it. And then that thing that she could not live without, that thing that can dice and mice and all those things, in 3.4 seconds, you find it's in the drawer, never to be used again. Gifts. And at the time, we thought those gifts were the greatest and latest. And the way the marketers market those gifts is you can't live without them. You got to have that. I don't know why anybody would need a car that goes to 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds, Ethan, but they make cars that can do that. But you find out after a while that those things lose their luster. The car won't start. The phone doesn't work. You lose that jewelry. That gift that you thought was so great ends up in the drawer, never to be seen again. But the gift that I'm talking about that was given to us 2,000 years ago was the gift that keeps on giving. Jesus Christ never loses his luster. He never grows old. He never breaks down. He always works. He always comes through to us. And today I'd like to share about three things that Jesus can bring into your life this Christmas. The first thing that Jesus can do for you, Jesus can bring you joy. Verse 10 says this, "The angel said to the shepherd, I bring you good tidings of great joy." Not just joy, but great joy. In times like this, how can we have joy? It can only be through the power and blood of Jesus Christ. Because when you look at your circumstances, there's not a whole lot to be joyful for, right? We have the virus out there and people are dying. People are losing their job. People that own restaurants and stores, they're closing up. There's not a whole lot of joy. People have lost loved ones during this time. There's no joy to be found. But I'm telling you today that when you have Jesus in your heart, when everything goes wrong, you can still have joy. Because he brings joy in those situations. When your heart is broken and there seems to be no hope, Jesus can come in and give you that joy. He can give you that hope. Unlike the gifts that you've got or will get in a couple weeks. At first you think, wow, this is the greatest gift ever. And then you realize that you have to take it back to the store because it doesn't fit. You have to stand in those long, long lines and you lose your joy right away. And then you get to the front of the counter and they go, oh, sorry. Because of the virus, we are taking no returns. That happened to me the other day. I went to Safeway to take back some soft drinks that I had bought for her. She didn't like them. So I took them back. I go up to the counter. I wait in line a little bit. And I said, can I exchange these? She goes, did you touch them? Well, I put them in the bag. Somebody had to touch them. She goes, oh, we can't take them back. I go, what do you mean? She goes, we're not doing returns right now because of the virus. And I hate to tell you guys this. Let me give you a little alert. When you try to take those things back that you get for Christmas in about 3 weeks from now, you're not going to be able to take them back. Because the question will be, have you touched it? Did you wear that shirt? Of course, I had to put it on and see if it would fit. And you know what's going to happen? That little girl behind that sales counter will say, sorry, sir, we can't not return that right now. Come back in 6 months from now and bring it back. Like I have nothing else to do with my life except run around the stores. But that's going to happen. I can see it happening right now. And the stores are so glad that you cannot return things. Believe me, they are. You know, unbelievable. And I know people are buying stuff. I saw on the news the other day. In one day, we had over $10 billion in sales in one day on the internet. $10 billion. I kind of think of that. How is that possible? And the bad thing about everybody buying online, you think it's a great thing right now? UPS and FedEx and all the other X's, they're having a hard time keeping up. And what's going to happen is those people are going to crash, and your gift that you thought that was coming UPS will get there probably January 25th instead of December 25th. So be prepared. But Jesus Christ is always on time. He gives you that joy. I tell you, when I gave my heart to the Lord a long, long time ago, when I had a whole lot more hair, Jesus came into my life, and I had real joy for the first time ever. Because I thought joy was based on if you had the right girlfriend, if you had the right car, if you had money in the bank. And I realized that when I had all those things, my life was still empty. I still needed something else. And only Jesus Christ could fill that void. And Jesus Christ came into my life a long time ago. And He gave me that joy. And you know what? It's a joy that still lasts today. Jesus said, He will turn your sorrow into joy. Only Jesus could do that. Counselors can't do that. Friends can't do that. Only Jesus can do that. I have a neighbor of mine. She's 96 years old. I go down to her house every week and we talk about the Redskins, who are in first place, by the way, for those who don't know that. 4-7 in first place. Unbelievable. You know this is a strange year. And when I go to her house, you know, and I look at her life, 96 years old. Her husband died when he was 58 years old. Her son died when he was 34. Her only daughter died when she was 50. And you think that when you go into that house, you would see sadness and sorrow and bitterness. But when you go into her house, because she has Jesus, she has joy. Because she told me the other day, she goes, I know one day I will see them all again, and they will all be perfect. Every one of them. Jesus can give you that type of joy, no matter what you're going through today. No matter what your loss is, Jesus Christ can give you joy in every situation. So if you're here today and you have no joy, take that free gift that Jesus, or God gave Jesus to us over 2,000 years ago, and He can give you joy in your situation right now. Now, it might not come right away. It may take a little while, but joy will come. I can guarantee it. Because our hope is built on things eternal. We think this life is all there is. A lot of people think that. But this is only a vapor. The Bible says our life is like a vapor. We're only here for a few seconds and then we're gone. And then eternity. And I have that blessed assurance that my mom, my dad, my brothers who have passed on, I will see them one day because I know that I know that I know Jesus Christ has taken them into His bosom. He has made a way for them. So today, if you need joy, take that free gift that God gave a long time ago. Take it into your heart. Say, Lord, I don't have any joy. I have bitterness in my heart right now, Lord. And you know what? God will chip away at your heart and He will give you joy. I can guarantee if you give Jesus a chance, He can bring joy in every situation. What's the next thing that Jesus can give us? That great gift that never loses its luster. He can give us a gift that no one else can give us. He can give us salvation. The angel said this, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And let me just say this for those that are watching on the internet and those that are in here. You need a Savior. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how much money you give away. I don't care how many churches you build. Those things will not get you to heaven. Only through the blood of Jesus Christ can you get into heaven. What a Savior. A lot of people think Jesus was just a good man. He was a prophet. He was a healer. But I can tell you today that a prophet can't get you to heaven. A healer can't get you into heaven. No one gets you to heaven except Jesus Christ. And I know a lot of people don't like that kind of teaching and preaching, but I'm telling you, that's what the Word of God says. For Jesus said, I am the only way. If you don't go through Jesus, you don't make it. I know what the world says. The world says all religions lead to heaven. I can tell you right now, that is such a falsehood. That is not true. That's why God sent His Son, because there was no other way to get us to heaven. For we were all sinners. We needed a Savior. And God sent that Savior. And we can have that salvation in in our lives today? Have you ever noticed that you don't have to teach young people or babies or kids how to be bad? You ever notice that? You don't have to teach them that. You don't have to teach them to lie. You don't have to teach them to tell you that that's not quite true. You don't have to teach them to break things and say, I didn't do it. My little niece was over the house the other day, chocolate all over her face. I said, Noe, did you get into the candy dish? No, Uncle Dave. I said, well, where did that candy come from all over your face? She goes, well, I might have had one piece. Well, you got into the candy dish. You didn't ask. That's why she loves coming up, because she gets into the candy dish. No one had her teach her that. But see, we are born into sin. We need a Savior. And praise God, God gave us a way of out of this life. He gave us a Savior. And this Savior is good today, yesterday, and forever. The Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, the problem with that is, if you don't call on the name of the Lord, you're not saved. You need a Savior. I need a Savior. And if you're here today or out there on the internet and you don't know Jesus Christ as your real and true Savior, let me just say this. You can just bow right there where you're at and say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. For it says in His Word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You don't have to work your way to heaven. You don't have to earn something. It's a free gift. Jesus Christ gave us that free gift years and years ago. When God sent His Son, we have that Savior. And that's how we can have joy, because I know that without Jesus, there is no hope. There is no future. There's no way out of this world. For because the Bible says, without Jesus, there is no hope. For it says in His Word that one day we'll stand before God, and either God will say, well done, my good and faithful servant, or He will turn us away and say, depart from me, for I never knew you. But we don't have to go through that. We have a risen Savior. His name is Jesus. And that's what Christmas is all about, celebrating the Savior. No longer do we have to worry about becoming Jewish or going to the temple, sacrificing lambs and pigeons and doves in order to have our sin under the blood. The perfect Lamb of God. That's why John the Baptist, when he baptized Jesus, he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Not just the Jewish nation, but the sins of the world. Jesus Christ. What a gift. You need a Savior. Everyone within the sound of my voice, everybody that's on this planet, we all need a Savior. We can't save ourselves. So today, right now where you're at, the Bible says today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow, not next week. I can remember growing up in a church many times, many, many, many times as a young person. I would feel the Holy Spirit trying to tug at my heart, and I always walked out those doors the same way. I came in as a sinner, and I would walk out as a sinner. But praise God, He didn't give up on me. At the age of 19, He took me back. He took me for the first time ever. And I knew that I knew that I knew I was saved. You couldn't convince me otherwise. You could have put a gun to my head. I would have said, I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. Go ahead and pull the trigger. And you can have that assurance today. You don't have to walk out these doors. You don't have to stay on the internet there and wonder, is Jesus Christ really the only way? I'm telling you right now, take Him into your life. Your life will never be the same. Jesus Christ, what a gift. The Savior of the world. What's another thing this gift does for us? This gift brings us peace. I'm telling you right now, there's not a whole lot of peace in the world today. There's wars and rumors of wars. There's hatred. This color hating that color, and people backbiting and people saying this about that. Terrible situations going throughout the entire world. But when you accept this free gift, Jesus Christ, He will bring you peace. not like the world gives, but a peace that surpasses all understanding. I love that bumper sticker that says, no Jesus, no peace. And that is so true. We need that peace. For the angel said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill to all men. That gift that God gave us gave those shepherds peace that day. Gave Joseph and Mary peace. Everybody that came in contact with Jesus during that time of Christmas, he brought peace. And today, we can still have that same peace. A peace that the world can't understand. A peace that you can't buy. What a peace. What a salvation we have. In Mark chapter 4, there's a part of scripture where you see Jesus is in the boat. And Jesus is sound asleep in this boat, and then this great storm comes along. And his disciples wake him up, say, Lord, don't you care that we're perishing? We are going down. Get up. Get a bucket. Do something. And Jesus arose from that boat. And when he stood above there on that boat, he said, peace, be still. He rebuked the wind and the waves. And you know what exactly happened? The wind began to die down. The boat began to not rock as much. The wave and that Sea of Galilee became like glass. Because the Prince of Peace was in the boat. Do you have Jesus in your boat today? I hope so. Because without Jesus, you won't have any hope. You won't have any peace. You won't have any joy. You need him in your boat. You need him in your life. Because he's the only one that can bring you true peace. In 1914, on Christmas Eve, World War I is raging. You have the Germans in one trench. You had about 100 yards. And you had the English in another trench. And then all of a sudden, the firing stopped. They stopped shooting at each other. And they began to sing Christmas carols in English and in German. And it says, as they began to sing Christmas carols, all of a sudden, they got out of those trenches and they began to walk into that no man's land. And it says they shared gifts, drinks, sang their heart away on that Christmas Eve. Why? Because the Prince of Peace came into the battle. And when you're going through a battle, you need the Prince of Peace. And if he can calm those guys down from shooting and killing each other, surely no matter what situation you're in, he can give you that peace. Take that peace today. Let Jesus bring you joy. Let him bring you salvation. Let him bring you peace. What a gift. A great gift. Unlike the gifts you'll get in about 3 weeks, they won't bring you peace. They won't bring you joy. They won't bring you salvation. You need Jesus. I need Jesus. And the great thing about this gift that God gave you and me, we can share this gift. And that's what he wants us to do. If you really want to bring joy to other people's lives, share the gift that Jesus has given to you. Share with your neighbor that unless they accept Jesus Christ, they have no hope. And when your neighbor sees that you have joy in this situation, in that situation, they'll come to your door and they'll knock on your door and they'll ask you, how come you could be so happy? How can you have so much peace? How can you have so much joy? And you can begin to share it with them. It's because Jesus Christ rules and reigns in my life. And when you begin to share Jesus with others, I tell you, the joy of the Lord will begin to strengthen you. He'll begin to lift you up. He'll begin to encourage you like never before, because this gift that God gave mankind, unlike the gifts that you get on Christmas Day. See, Christmas Day, when you get those gifts, you know what they are? They're your gifts. It's your iPhone. Face recognition. You're the only one that can use it. You're the only one with that fingerprint. You like those? I hate those. I'm afraid to lock mine out. So mine, you can use my cell phone anytime you want. I'm afraid to do it because what happens if my face changes? I can't get into my cell phone. Or if I rip my fingernail off, tear my fingers to pieces, you know, I can press that cell phone all day long. You know what happens? Nothing. It becomes a piece of plastic. You know, those gifts, you don't share, right? You don't share your car that you're going to get this Christmas Day, right, Pastor Tim? That brand new Mercedes-Benz on its way? Amen. 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds? Wow, take me for a ride. See, those gifts are your gifts. Especially when you give gifts to little kids. You ever notice that? You can give a little kid 15 gifts. And she could be playing with one little doll baby over in the corner, and her cousins come over, and they pick up one of her gifts. What does she do? She throws down that doll baby and runs over, and she wants the one gift that her cousins have. It happens all the time. You see it, because we are selfish people. But the gift of Jesus Christ, you've got to share it, people. The shepherds did. It says the shepherds went out throughout the land and they began to share the good news that the Christ, the Messiah, was born. And the people marveled. They could not believe it. Finally, after 400 years of silence, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, it's about 400 years of Jesus or God not really speaking to the country of Israel. And then finally, the joy of the Lord came that night. What a gift. So share the gift. Let Jesus rule and reign in your life. And I can guarantee it, no matter what you're going through, you can have a great Christmas. You can have joy. You can have peace. You can have salvation as you give. The other day, Mr. Chin came by our house. I don't know how many people remember Mr. Chin, the Chinese guy we led to the Lord a few years ago. Mr. Chin had a terrible habit of gambling, lost everything, lost his family, lost everything. Finally came to church one day at the homeless shelter. We led him to the Lord. And he came over a couple days after Thanksgiving, and you could see a changed person. He said, I don't have much money, but I have Jesus. You know? I don't have much money, but I have Jesus. His whole life has changed. Now, I told Mr. Chin, you can't come to this church because Pastor Tim does not preach in Chinese. And I am tired of trying to interpretate for you, redoing the whole sermon over again. So a couple years ago, we hooked him up with the Chinese church in Springfield, and he loves it. He's faithful every week. He said, we wear a mask, but I come every week. Because Jesus Christ came into his heart. And we're talking about a guy that didn't know anything about Jesus. He was the Buddhist of a Buddhist. And the Lord changed his heart. So this Christmas season, do you have joy? Do you have peace? Do you have salvation? My prayer is, everybody within the sound of my voice, you have those things. Then as the Lord begins to touch your heart, change your life, get out there and share Jesus with whoever you come in contact with. And it's amazing when you give Jesus away, real joy comes in. Because we are working for eternity's sake. Because the same Jesus who came as a baby 2,000 years ago is not coming back as a baby. He's coming back as the King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. He's coming back to rule and to reign. And I have that blessed hope that one day I'm going to be on his side. And my prayer is that everybody within the sound of my voice you're on the Lord's side. Because it says he will separate the sheep from the goats. I want to be a sheep. I want to be one of his followers. So take that gift. Use that gift. Hold it close to you because it's the most precious gift you'll ever have in your life. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us.